Welcome to American Mosaic in VOA Special English. I'm Doug Johnson. On our show this week, we hear some music from Madeline Peru, answer a question from a listener about Reader's Digest, and report about a program for children called the Fresh Air Fund. An organization in New York City helps children enjoy a very special summer holiday. Faith Lapidus tells us more about the Fresh Air Fund.
3 summers ago, a young boy named Robert found a special second home. Robert is from the Harlem area of New York City. He traveled away from the city to live with the Lober family in New York State. He spent the summer playing with other children, swimming, and sailing a boat. Robert continues to visit the Lobers. They consider him to be a part of their family. This special visit was made possible by an organization called the Fresh Air Fund. It was started in 1877. At that time, New York City was having a problem with the disease tuberculosis. Many children lived in crowded apartments, which made the disease spread faster. Getting these children fresh air in the country was seen as a solution for this problem. Today, the Fresh Air Fund still helps children from low-income communities in New York experience life in the country with a host family. These children enjoy a free holiday and take part in activities they would not normally experience in a city. More than 65% of children who visit a host family are invited back the next year. The children and families often make lasting friendships. The Fresh Air Fund has other programs as well. It has several summer camps north of New York City. At these camps, children can enjoy outdoor activities, art, and computer programs. Some camps are for boys, and others are for girls. One camp is for children with special needs. Here, kids who are sick or have physical problems can experience fun activities. Another program helps prepare young adults for their educational and professional future. Since it began, the Fresh Air Fund has provided free summer holidays to more than 1,700,000 children from low-income communities. More than 10,000 New York City children enjoy Fresh Air Fund programs every year.
Our VOA listener question comes from Myanmar, also known as Burma. Koma G asks about the magazine Reader's Digest. Reader's Digest was the idea of an American, DeWitt Wallace. He never finished college, but he loved to read. He believed the right kind of publication could satisfy people's desire for knowledge. He and his wife, Lila, produced the first Reader's Digest magazine in February 1922. Reader's Digest was different from other publications of the time. It was small in size. It did not contain fictional stories or pictures. It had helpful reports about life. It included true stories DeWitt Wallace found in other publications. Often the stories were about how a person succeeded in a difficult situation. One goal of the magazine was to help new immigrants learn how to become American citizens. Mr. Wallace shortened the stories because he realized people did not have a great deal of time for reading. In September 1922, the Wallaces moved to Pleasantville, New York. They continued publishing the magazine. By the end of the first year, they were sending the magazine to 7,000 people. The number of people buying the magazine every month increased each year. Today, 41 million copies of the Reader's Digest are sold around the world each month. The magazine reaches 48 countries and is published in 19 languages. Last month, there was a big party in New York City to celebrate the 1,000th issue of Reader's Digest. The magazine has changed some since its first issues. Now, most stories are new and some are much longer. The magazine has added a team of investigative reporters. They report about serious subjects, including abortion and the right to die. DeWitt and Lila Wallace died in the 1980s. The publication they created is the best-selling magazine in the world, and its headquarters are still at their former home in Pleasantville, New York. You can see the 1,000th issue of Reader's Digest at its website, www.rd.com.
You can cry a million tears. You can wait a million years. If you think that time will change your way, don't wait too long.
American singer Madeline Peru performs popular old jazz, blues, and country music songs. Barbara Klein tells us more about this special singer.
Madeline Peru's voice sounds like it belongs to another time period. Her rich and emotion-filled voice is similar to that of famous blues singer Billie Holiday. Peru sings many famous jazz and blues songs from the 1930s and 40s. She also brings a blues sound to old country songs, and she wrote some of the songs on her two albums. Here she sings a song from her first album, Dreamland. The song is called Getting Some Fun Out of Life. It was first made famous by Billie Holiday in 1937.
When we want to love, we love. When we want to kiss, we kiss. With a little petting, we're getting some fun out of life. When we want to work, we work. When we want to play, we play. In a happy setting, we're getting some fun out of life. Maybe we do the right thing. Maybe we do wrong. Spending each day wending our way along. But when we want to sing, we sing. When we want to dance, we dance. You can do
Madeline Peru also sings more modern songs. Here is Dance Me to the End of Love from her second album called Careless Love. This song was written and recorded by Leonard Cohen in the 1980s. Peru's version is very different.
Dance me to your beauty with a burning violin. Dance me through the panic till I'm gathered safely in. Lift me like an olive branch and be my homeward dove. Dance me to the end of love. Beauty when the witnesses are gone. Let me feel you moving like they do in Babylon. Show me slowly what I only know the limits of. Dance me to the end of love.
Madeline Peru even sings some songs in French. She is American, but spent part of her childhood in Paris. As an adult, she spent a lot of time playing music in the streets of that city. Here she sings a song made famous by the American singer Josephine Baker during World War II. We leave you now with the song J'ai deux amours, or I Have Two Loves.
Tandis qu'au-delà des mers, là-bas sous le ciel clair, il existe une cité au séjour enchanté. Et sous les grands arbres noirs, chaque soir, vers le Saint-Va, tout mon espoir. J'ai deux amours, mon pays et Paris, ça reste toujours, mon cœur est ravi, Manhattan.
I'm Doug Johnson. I hope you enjoyed our program today. This show was written by Lawan Davis and Dana Demange. Katie Weaver and Dana Demange were our producers. Join us again next week for American Mosaic, VOA's radio magazine in special English.